Hey there, and welcome to Next Level 7, the free audio course brought to you by Unemployable.com and the 7-Figure Small Podcast. I'm Brian Clark, 10-time serial digital entrepreneur, host of 7-Figure Small, and founder of Unemployable, Further, and Copyblogger. Thanks for listening. Today we're going to look at what's working right now for attracting an audience, discovering what they want to buy, and building your perfect business. Not what used to work in 2008 or 2012 or even 2016, right now and into the future. In short, the context for effective digital marketing and business building has shifted. The fundamentals, specifically an audience-first, media-over-marketing approach, have not changed. It's the way to go about it that has. Not long ago, it was laughable to think that regular people could start a business that made 7 figures in annual revenue, all without employees or investors. Even celebrities, solo attorneys, and individual financial planners needed a staff of employees surrounding them to achieve that kind of revenue. That's not the case anymore for them, and not for us. To say the number of non-employer businesses, meaning those that don't have any employees other than the people who own them, that pull in over $1 million in annual revenue has grown rapidly in the last decade is an understatement. Strikingly, between 2011 and 2016, the last year census data is available, the number of those businesses making more than $1 million in annual revenue increased by 35.2%. The growth in the number of non-employer businesses making high six-figure revenue is even more dramatic. And it's a safe bet that the 2020 census will show an acceleration of these powerful tiny businesses, which will only increase as we move forward into the future. What's going on here? It's the same phenomenon that allows today's tech giants to have enormous market caps with relatively few employees. For example, in 1962, AT&T had a market cap of $20 billion with 564,000 employees. Compare that to Apple in 2017, with a staggering market cap of $800 billion and only 116,000 employees, and Google at $679 billion with 102,000 employees in 2019. Automation, data, outsourcing, the internet, and shifts in the general workforce have led to an amazing increase in capacity, productivity, and innovation. This benefits firms big, small, and tiny alike. And while the media feeds a narrative that to build an internet business requires loads of venture capital and an IPO or acquisition, we know better. Instead, an entire movement has emerged that celebrates digital bootstrapping as a much better alternative to the VC song and dance. In fact, the way solopreneurs and small teams succeed with digital businesses dates back 66 years before Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web in 1989. It's called direct response marketing. And since the internet is a direct medium, meaning you can connect directly with the people you want as customers and clients, it's now simply called digital marketing. It boils down to these three bedrock fundamentals. 1. Audience, who you choose to serve. 2. Offer, what they want to buy. And 3. Copy, how to best communicate with them. Simple, right? Building a 7-figure business without investors or employees is more doable than ever. But it requires a certain way of thinking and a deliberate approach to marketing and operations that allows for the freedom to grow the business or not. In that sense, it's not about the money. It's about designing your business for maximum leverage and freedom. You don't want to be trapped in a situation of your own making that either limits your income or cannibalizes your lifestyle. It's an exercise in intentional freedom of choice. And you must begin and execute with that freedom in mind, following an incremental process that allows you to flexibly create the business that's perfect for you. I call this process Next Level 7. Step by step, you'll be building a business that has the ability to join the ranks of the growing number of seven-figure small businesses. Whether you choose to go there or somewhere in between is entirely up to you. The first step is to understand that things are no longer the same in the world of blogging, podcasting, and content marketing in general. But as always, with change comes opportunity. In the next lesson, I'll tell you why creating tons of content is not the answer to attracting an audience, and why it's audience, not content, that's king when it comes to building a powerful, high impact, and high revenue solo or very small business. Talk to you soon.